Tosfos asks, Tosfos Beputo Bisham Beputo, Tosfos asks, Taimo, of course Tosfos, the Havel Yomisni Ela Bisham Beputo, why not to say Beputo U Bisham Beputo? A Shor Beputo includes a Beputo. It's time by Azov, Hamisha Beputo, say Naido, Bisham Beputo, Vishim is Kadesh, Bisham Beputo. So you see in those, in that Mishnah, the Mishnah says Shor Beputo, and that embraces both Shor Beputo and Beputo. Yishleima, Mishum Tatanakan, the Kesef. The Mishnah wants to tell me that there's a Kenyan. The Mishnah starts off and tells me that you should Niklas Bekesef. And it's Mepharish Be'ezer Kesef, Benidil Be'shami, Beputo Be'silo. But it has to say kesef as a preface to machlekes b'shami and b'sil. Dinner, puto, those are denominations of kesef. Then once it said kesef, that already might lead to the misapprehension that maybe shava kesef is being excluded. So it says b'feish b'kesef b'shava kesef. Then tema, uminolon the shava kesef b'kesef. How do we talk about the shava kesef b'kesef? Akidushim. Dola kamoni boyle ko gabe yavadivi yoshiv l'rabbe shove kesef ki kesef. This kind of means to say, if we didn't have the gemara be yavadivi, so maybe we could say that shove kesef ki kesef is a svar. Ari shenim hold the shove kesef ki kesef is a svar. The Ramban, the Ritva. Taisa said, no, if it's a svar, then why would I need a pasuk be yavadivi? I see the gemara has to have a pasuk be yavadivi. Arai, that it's not a svar. Chayyot Tosfos could just as well have brought the fact that the Gemara has a pasuk by Nizokin. Nizokin also the Gemara is a drosh of the Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. So there also you see that it's not a svar. Maybe from there it's not such a riot. Because over there I might have thought the reason why I need a pasuk is even if Shavu Kesef is Ki Kesef, but the reason why you need a svar is to be Mechadosh Afilu Pesubin. The Gemara says Yoshev, Rabbi Shavu Kesef, says Yoshev by Nizokin. It's different Yoshev. There's a Yoshev by Averivi. Lefiim Yoshev Yulosim Mikesem Mknosa, and there's a pasuk by Nizokin. What's the pasuk by Nizokin? Kesef Yoshev by Kesef Yoshev by so I would have. So they also have a pasuk Yoshev Rabbi Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Yoshev Rabbi Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef Afilu Subin. Whereas I might have had a havamina that you have to give meta, just like you have to give meta karka. There's the fairish meta karka yishalom. Zivurish is also Shavu Kesef. You have to give meta. So I might have thought maybe by metalton you also have to give meta. So really Yoshev Rabbi Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef Afilu Subin. By Nezikin, even if Shavu Kesef would be a svara, I would still need a pasuk by Nezikin. But by Avadivri, there's no reason. By Avadivri, there's no such inyan of Meitav. So by Avadivri, why do you need a pasuk Shavu Kesef at all? So right, it's not a svar. That's the current pasuk Shavu Kesef. That's why he doesn't invoke now the pasuk of Nezikin. So anyway, that's Tosfos kasha. You see by Avadivri that you have to have a pasuk for Shavu Kesef. So why? And Kiddushin don't have a drosha. So how come Shavu Kesef is Kesef? Upidin haben dechsev be Kesef. But Omer l'kamon, the Rav Kana shokel subdra b'pidyon haben. When we know the shavu kesef b'kesef, another kasha. Kiddushin, how do you know shavu kesef is a kesef? And pidyon haben also, how do you know shavu kesef b'kesef? And how do you know taka the shavu kesef works by pidyon haben? Taisa says from Gemara later on, Gemara says the Rav Kana shokel subdra b'pidyon haben. So you see that shavu kesef is kesef by pidyon haben. From the Gemara, from the Maisa of Rav Kana. They ask in this Tosfos, they ask Kash over here. Why does Tosfos have to bring the Maisa of Kana? It's a Braisa. The Gemara Daf Ches has a Braisa. Egel zel opinion b'ni, talis zel opinion b'ni, b'noi podui. Perishing word that you can give an egel for opinion aben, you give a talis for opinion aben. The Chiddush of Kana, the Gemara says the Chiddush of Kana is that the Suda wasn't worth Chomer Shloim. Rav Kana said with Dishavali. That's what we talked about the other day. Kana said, but by me it's worth Chomer Shloim. So that's a separate Chiddush. You can say that the Shavu, that's nothing to do with the agenda of Tosfos right now. What's important in Tosfos right now is that that's some idea that you could be paid the Shavu, you could be paid the Pidyon HaBen with the Shavu Kesef. So I don't have to come on to the Maisa Rav Tana. It's a Maisa. Eikazev, a Chamish Lamed, Pidin Mini. When I pulled it. Any idea? It's very strange. What is he seeing of Kana more than in the Brisa? Say, I'm not sure if it's a Dutch or not. Maybe we can say like this. That if I only had the rice of Eagles there, Bechamish Shlom was Pidyon Mini, I might have thought, of course, Benoy Podri. When the Kohen will take the Eagle and it'll sell it and it'll become Chamish Shlom, then it'll be Benoy Podri. Kedushin, you need a Meisim Nesina from the Baal, so that's not going to work. If the Shavu Kesef itself has to be a Meisim Nesina. You know, you don't need a Meisim Nesina. So Eagles there, Pidyon Mini, Benoy Podri, because the Kohen will take it, he'll sell it. We'll have chomish lime, and that'll be when I bought it. But that would be, but Rav Kana shokel chomish lime, but Rav Kana took a suit that he couldn't sell for chomish lime. So, but it was Levi Shavali, but he's never going to be able to sell it for chomish lime. So there already you see that the suit itself was the pipe. Because by the eagle, maybe the eagle's talking off the pinion. Maybe the pinion is the chomish lime that he gets when he sells the eagle. How about it? It would be a dochet, but it would be a dochet. But nice, it doesn't want to bring rye from the rice, and maybe in the rice we could wriggle out. The pinion will be when they'll sell the eagle. But in Rav Kana, it's muchuk that the giving of the siddur itself, with the Lidi Shavali, that itself is a pinion ebet. So you see that the Shavu Kesef is paid. The place is, how do you know? Maybe like that. So Taisa says, so that's also kasha, how do we know that pinion ebet, that Shavu Kesef is kesef of pinion ebet? However, Taisa says, Umiyu, Perkama Rishua is Dorish Kalapat the Klaal. By Pinyin HaBen, the Gemara has a cloud of practical cloud. Now, the agenda of the Gemara over there is not to prove that you're Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. The agenda of the cloud of practical cloud is to be Mimayat that you can't be played with Kakois, and you can't be played with Storis, because the cloud of practical cloud is to be Dumi the Kesef, that it's Dover Metaltel, the Gufi Moment. So the cloud of practical cloud, the Gemara is missing for other things, to be Mimayat, Kakois, and Storis. But nonetheless, Agavuchel Emanuel is a cloud of practical cloud. That tells me that Kesef is Labdafka, but anything that's getting Kesef is Dover Metaltel, the Gufi Moment. So there I take I have a posuk. The cloud of practical cloud is also. Side being might Soros and Karkois, it also serves to be marbid that Shavu Kesef that you could be painted with Shavu Kesef, you could be painted with anything that's not Ramatavtul for a moment, as long as it's not Soros and Karkois. So therefore, opinion of Ben really is not a problem. Aval Gabi Erchin, the Chzid Kesef, what about Erchin? Taurus is Kesef, and yet you could be painted. It's Gemara Mefreshes that you could be painted Erchin with Shavu Kesef. Somebody said, Erech Plainil, I can give Shavu Kesef. So that's the problem. How do we know Erechin? How do we know Kiddushin? And how do we know Erechin? And the third problem, Bukhar, is Hektish. For Hektish, Amin, Nistan, Gabi Amakdus Adeu, She Hektish Nifte Bekesef of Shavu Kesef. The rest is an Erechin, the Mishnah is an Erechin, that Hektish could be Nifte with Shavu Kesef. With an egg, I think the case over there in the Mishnah, you could be paid a soda with an egg. It's a very cheap soda. So minol and the shavu kesef ki kesef. However, Taisa says niu bekdesh is not me efshe that the dashin and klal upratu klal. Taisa says by heklus maybe there's also a klal upratu klal, even though we don't actually have a gemara anywhere that says a klal upratu klal by heklus. But nonetheless, Taisa says that we have evidence that there must be a klal upratu klal. Da ein heklus nikte nifte bekarke kedamin ba'azo hariyomu ein heklus mishchal gab bekarke. Rechmanu mevrasu na kesef bekomlo. So, we don't know where the cloud of Prato Klal is, but there must be somewhere a cloud of Prato Klal, because if there wasn't the cloud of Prato Klal, why couldn't he be paid the hektish with the star, or why couldn't he be paid with karka, Shavu Kesef? So it must be, even though we can't identify what the cloud of Prato Klal is, because it's not a gemara anywhere, but it's by its gravitational pull. We could say that there must be a psakala pratakala over there somewhere, because we see that the Gemara takes for granted that you can't be played with hektish and maisa shen, that you can't be played rather with kakles and with stars. So therefore, of the four problems, of the four cases that Tosfos began with, kiddush and erchin, pinyan aben and hektish, so pinyan aben and hektish are off the table because they have a klal pratakala. Pinyan aben has beferish klal pratakala. Hektish has a we can extrapolate that there must be klal pratakala. But kiddushin and erchin, we don't find anywhere klal pratakal, and smash matos, you could be mekadosh with karka. Shtar is also gemar later on. You can be mekadosh with the shtar. So how do you know taka the shavu kesef is there? How do you know the shavu kesef is kikesef? That's Taisa's kash. Come in again.
Taisa himself says the klal pratakal is from nasna kesef kama.
Okay. So the Mashal asks, why didn't Tosfos answer that we learned it out from Hektish and Pinyin Aved? In other words, we have four places we gather for. So he's knocked down, but he's provided a mokka for two. Hektish and Pinyin Aved, he's provided a mokka. No, so if by Hektish and Pinyin Aved we have a mokka, the Shavu Kesef is Kesef. So what's the problem? Let those two be a melamed to Kesef, to Kiddushin and Terefin, that Shavu Kesef is Kikesef. The same with Taisa, anyone's going to go on and say, we'll learn that from Ebed Ivri, we'll learn that from Zikin, so why not say, we'll learn that from Hektish and Maaseh Sheni? So Mashal answers that if I would learn that from Hektish and Maaseh Sheni, then it would have the limitations of Hektish and Maaseh Sheni, namely, we would have to be Maid Karkois and Shtars. And that Taisa assumes are not true. Kiddushin and Erechin, as far as we know, you could use any Shavu Kesef is good. So Mela, it can't be that the limit is from Hektish and from that the limit is from Hektish and from Maaseh Sheni. That's the Mashal answers. I'm not so sure I understand the Mashal's kasha in the first place. I don't really understand the kasha. What's the Mashal asking? Maybe let's learn out from Hektish and Maaseh Sheni that when the Torah says Kesef, Shavu Kesef is for Kesef. Why? Because by Hektish and Maaseh Sheni also says it's by from Hektish and Pinyin Aben, right? Because by Hektish and Pinyin Aben, it says Kesef. And yet we have a klal to klal that you could use Shavu Kesef. And he dover metaltel gufa moment, not Darcy Kakois, but and he dover metaltel gufa moment. So let that be a model to Pinyin Av, to call it Terakula, that Shavu Kesef is Kikesef. That's the Mashal's question. And he says Terez is a good Terez, but I want to focus on the Mashal's question in the first place. I ask you a question. The Torah says by Maaseh Sheni that you have to, if you can't take the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, so you have to redeem it, and you take the money, and you come up to Yerushalayim, and you spy Bokul, Batzoin, Ubayayin, Ubashecha, and that's how you Makayim the mitzvah of Achilas Maaseh Sheni. So the Torah says, how do you know Bokul, and maybe it's only Bokul, Batzoin, Yayin, and Shecha, how do you know these, you can buy other food? What if you want to buy Cheerios with the rest of Maaseh Sheni, other foods? Says the Gemara, well, we have a kala patuchal that it's not only bokut son yayin and shecher, but it's anything which is primi gedulin ha. Anything which is grows from the ground and it's primi gedulin karka. Even behemoths in this context are also called gedulin karka because in the light, in the chain, in the what they call them, the ultimately they nourish from the ground. So it happens to klal patuchal that you don't have to only buy bulk of it, so you could buy Cheerios also. So would we learn out from here? Should we learn out from here? Maybe we should learn out from here. So a binyan app that Cheerios are empty bulker. Whenever the Torah says bulker, it means Cheerios too. Could they have a klal patuchal? What's happening now? We wouldn't have people. I said, why not? But the Torah says, I don't know, you can bring a cup of, why not? Because what's the idea of a klal patuchal? The idea of a klal patuchal is, the Torah says, Boker Tzoyim Yayin Shecha. So if I only had the prat itself, so I would say the Torah means Boker Tzoyim Yayin Shecha, so not other things. Now comes along, the Torah makes a klal patuchal, it's telling me that the things that the Torah was mefarad, it wasn't mefarad because it wants those things specifically. It was mefarad then by way of example of things that are part of the class of, in this case, primi privi gedulei karka. So the Torah said Bokut Son Yayin and Shecher, it never meant Bokut Son Yayin and Shecher specifically. It meant the class of objects to which Bokut Son Yayin and Shecher belong. And likewise, by any Klal Prat Klal, this is Al Salma, Al Seh, Al Salma, then we have a Klal Prat Klal. It doesn't mean that these are just examples of a certain class of objects of which they are typical. So the Torah says by Binyan Aben, the Torah says by Hekdesh, Kesef, but it's in the context of a Klal Prat Klal. So that means the Klal Prat Klal is telling me that Kesef doesn't mean Kesef. Kesef is just an example of the class of objects that are Dover Metatl, the Gufa Moment. Not Storis and Kukaris, because those are a different class. Those are outside the class, but anything that's Dover Metatl, the Gufa Moment is in the class of objects of which Kesef is a representative example. We want to learn out, however, that when the Torah says Kesef, Shove Kesef is just as good. How can you learn that from this Kala? How can we learn that? How could we? Messing Hashem, Mashon, not anymore. I mean, it's a teretz from Mashal's kasha. Mashal also is a good teretz. But to tell it to me a little bit what the Mashal was asking in the first place. So what is it? How can you learn out from Pinyin Aben, for example, that Shove Kesef is Kekesef? What? Where the Torah says Kesef, maybe Shove Kesef is not Kekesef. By Pinyin Aben, the Torah, when it said Kesef, didn't mean Kesef. It meant the class of objects that are Dovra Metatel Gufa Mammon, to which Kesef happens to belong. Of which Kesef is representative. But Torah there didn't mean Kesef. But where the Torah says Kesef, make the face of it, show the Kesef is a substitute.
In the Gemara over there, though, wasn't the Kesef part of the Prat? The Klal was anything which is in Torah's Mammon.
Right.
And then the Gemara said that Kesef is to come to include anything which is in the Talisman. So from the word Kesef itself, we learned that.
So that's going to give you a muscle of Bokur Vatsur V'ayiv HaShecha by Maiseh Sheni. So here it doesn't mean that other foods are like Bokur. When we say that you could buy other foods with Maiseh Sheni, it's not because Cheerios are Kibokur. It's because the Torah never meant Bokur specifically in the first place. When the Torah said Bokur, it just meant an example of Primi Primi Gedulikar. So I think I'm giving you that example to show that that's how Klal Prat Klal in general works. So Lechore here is no different. It's a typical Klal Prat Klal. And the Klal Prat Klal, what the idea of Klal Prat Klal is that when the Torah said the Prat, it only said the Prat by way of example of the class of a certain class of objects. But that has nothing to do with Shove Kesef to Kesef. By Shove Kesef to Kesef, the Torah said Kesef. And we want to know, we want to say, Shove Kesef to Kesef means whenever the Torah says Kesef, Shove Kesef is just as good. How do I see that from Hetesh and Pinyin Aben? By Hetesh and Pinyin Aben, in effect, the Torah didn't say Kesef. The Torah said the cloud to which Kesef belongs. That's a very different thing than saying Kesef.
The Torah used the word Kesef.
Yeah, but by every cloud of Prat Klal is that way. The Torah used the word Bokut Son Yayin and Shechem. But the limud is not that other foods are like beer. The limud is that beer was not said because beer is important. The limud, the beer was said by way of an example of a certain class.
The category is now all Ocha. So now, also from Kesef, we learn out the
category.
The
category is Dover Metatel V'Gufamam.
If Shove Kesef is not Kesef, you never learn out that...
Why? It's a Dover Metatel V'Gufamam. It's a Dover Metatel V'Gufamam.
How can you learn that out?
It's a Dover Metatel V'Gufamam. The class is Dover Metatel V'Gufamam.
But how could you learn that out from the word Kesef?
Because Kesef is a Dover Metatel V'Gufamam. Kesef is a thing in itself. It's Kesef. Like Bokur is Bokur and Shecher is Shecher. But it also is a representative of a class of Dover Metatel V'Gufamam. The class of objects that are Dover Metalto V'Gufa Moment. So we can learn out that when the Torah said Kesef over here, it meant Dover Metalto V'Gufa Moment. But when the Torah says Kesef, make a face of Shove Kesef as well as Kesef. Any of that. I don't know what to do with this guy. I mean, it's a Kashna Masho, it's not the end of the world. It's a Kashna Masho. Look, you know what? It's a Kashna Masho's Kashna. I would think the Nechanami, the Masho's Kashna is really not so shvet. For other reasons, what the Masho says. Yeah, let's go on. We may come back to this point. So Tosfos says, what is Tosfos' answer? V'yeshleim esu Tosfos di'afinu me'evet ivri. Nechnami. We learn it after me'evet ivri. By evet ivri it says kesef. But we have a limud yoshev l'rav v'shov kesef to kesef. So evet ivri is the binyanav that whenever it says kesef, who I didn't show the kesef is kekesef. Effect places. The time I V'hagabi nezikin nami kosov kro kesef. Kesef yoshiv levailu. V'dashim perakamir v'kamir yoshiv l'rabi shov kesef ki kesef. V'mkein havi nezikin v'evedivri shnei ksubim v'vayim ke'echle v'ein melandu. Have an embarrassment of riches. I have two psukim that shov kesef is ki kesef. I have a pasuk of yoshiv v'evedivri. I have a pasuk of yoshiv by nezikin. The jewel of kol ha'kula is that when you have shnei ksubim v'vayim ke'echle, they're not melandu. Because if one pasuk could be melamed, then why do you need the other pasuk? So from the fact that the Torah needed the second pasuk, it's arrived that the first pasuk is not melamed, and vice versa. So yes, make some and which way is this one? Here it's a little bit not. It's make some blank echad, but it's not a symmetrical make some blank echad. Now, which makes you can't say, well, if the Torah, if you have a pasuk by Eved Ivri, why do you need a pasuk by Nezik? You know, I'm getting ahead of myself. You know, this has to be placed to you soon. So, never mind. Let's pick up what I just said. So, our component, Taisis and Kasha. We want to see Lenap and Vidivri, but I also have a plus of my Nezikin. So, Shneksu and Mabayim Kechot. Shneksu and Mabayim Kechot in general, not Malamet. So, how can we say we learn Lenap and Vidivri? So, what does Taisis answer? Taisis makes it Tshichas. Two Tshichas isn't there. So, the first Tshichas that Taisis says, Vyesh Lemar, the Tuvayan Tshich. Tikos of Evid Grego. We only had the pasuk of Yoshe by Eved, the Matzil Melech Nezikin Minei, Fishe Matzino Shipper Akosav Liin Meitov. The Salke Daita Chamin Nami Kesef Davka V'loy Shavya. Since we find the Torah is Machped by Machped on Meitav, so maybe Shavah Kesef is no good. That's what Peter's Matzis means. Does he mean that I would have thought since Torah is Machped on Meitav, Shove Kesef is not Meitav, only Kesef is Meitav? Lashon Taisus is much more than that the way. The Taisus means not so much that Shove Kesef is not Meitav. My thing most is a svara that by Metalton everything is Meitav. Because if it's not Meitav, somebody needs it somewhere and you can always bring it to him. So everything is Meitav. Mashmoisim Lashon Taisus is not saying that I would have a havamin that not everything is Meitav, but I would have a havamin that since the Torah is Machped on Meitav, maybe Shove Kesef is not Kesef. That's so clear which way Tosin is. But that's more than Mashmoy. Salka Daitach Amina Kesef Davka V'lo Shavi. Not because it's not Meitav. It is Meitav. But since you find that there is Machmir by Nezokin, that you have a certain Chumra of Meitav, you have to, by Karki, you have to pay Meitav and not Zivur. So you see, there is Machmir by Tashlom in Nezokin. So maybe who I didn't, there is Machmir that's Kesef and not Shavi Kesef. So I need a fairish apostate that you can show that Shavi Kesef is Kesef. In other Rishonim, it says the other Nusach. That since the Torah said that since you need Meitav, maybe Shavah Kesef is not kicking, maybe Subah is not Meitav. The Torah is Megala, the Subah are also called Meitav, as far as that's Megala here in the Pasuk. So that's half of the Shrifas. So therefore, from Nezikin, I wouldn't know, from Eved Ivri, I wouldn't know Nezikin. Lachi Yitzchak Kesef Yoshev Gabi Nezikin. On the other hand, the Gabi Eved Ivri Yitzchak Namikro. What's the other half of the shrichus? Because for not to be saying soon, Rabban Ke'echad, I need the shrichus in both directions. So why, if it says it already by Nezikin, so why do we need another pasuk by Eved Ivri? It says, Taisus, Le'imotzi, Le'imotzi, Yolef and Nezikin, they have me to Eved, do me the Nezikin. Ve'mikni ve'karka, li'boi meitav. Le'kach yitzchich t'irayim. If it would only say Yoshe by Nezikin, and I want to learn out Eved Ivri from Nezikin, so it would have the constraints of Nezikin. By Nezikin, yes, Shavah Kesef is Kekesef, but when you pay Karka, you have to pay Meitav. So maybe by Eved Ivri, you have to give, if you pay Karka, you also have to give Meitav. If we're going to have to come on to Nezikin to learn out that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef, then if we have to learn Eved Ivri from Nezikin, that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef, then it is going to have the constraints of Nezikin. And by Nezikin, there's a limitation. You can't give Ziburs. Karka, at least, you can't give Ziburs. Without me, give whatever you want, but Karka, you can't give Ziburs. So I would think maybe by Eved Ivri is the same way. So therefore, I need to have a separate pasuk by Eved Ivri, and that's the Tshichas. The whole Tshichas revolves around Meitav. Meitav does double duty. If it's both halves of the Tshichas, But only said it would be so I would say that by Nezikin, since the Torah was machmir l'inyan veita, maybe shor kesef not the kesef. And if it only said by Yevidivri, if it only said by Nezikin rather, so I would say yes. Well, you see that even by Nezikin, shor kesef is kesef, but with the limitation you have to pay meitav. So maybe by Yevidivri you have to pay meitav as well. So with that we have a whole sukkah. That's a posture. This second half of Tosfos Shifas. It's very. It's a little bit perplexing. L'chayyeh are two separate halachas. There's one halacha made of, and there's another halacha shavah kesef kikesef. These hashkafa mishanah. It's two separate, independent halachas. So the first half of the Shifas, I understand. The Torah said a chumra by nezikin, chumra a that you have to have made of. I would have said, well, since Nezikin has Chumra A, so you can't learn out of Binyan Av from Evid Ibri to Chumra B, because maybe Nezikin has Chumra A, because Nezikin is Chumra. Maybe Nezikin is Chumra, you see it has Chumra A, maybe Huadina should have Chumra B. Like I find all the time, whenever you have a Binyan Av, you can say, no, a Binyan Av, this has a certain, maybe Halacha A has a certain Chumra, because it has other Chumras. The two Chumras don't necessarily have to be related, they don't have to be identical, but something that has Chumras in one respect, maybe it has Chumras in another respect, so we have to have a limit. It's a pircha on the matzah. What's the other half? The other half of the shichas is we want to learn out from Nezikin to Eved Ivri that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef. So the fact that Nezikin has chumras, mainly that you need meitav, namely that you need meitav, that's not a pircha on the limit. On the contrary, that makes the limit better. It's a kavachem. Badach Nezikin, which is chumr. You have to pay meitav, and yet shavah kesef is kekesef. So Eved Ivri, halachaim the shavah kesef is kekesef. So the limud is a perfectly good limud. But Tais is saying, yes, it's a good limud, but the limud is going to come along with baggage. Because if we're going to learn out from the zikin to Eved Ivri that shavah kesef is kekesef, then we're going to have to learn out from the zikin to Eved Ivri that you have to pay meitav as well. But it's one thing after the other. We have a perfectly good limud that shavah kesef is kekesef. The kavachaim limud that shavah kesef is kekesef. Meitav, on the other hand, is a separate halacha. Nezikin has halacha of meitav, and we don't. Moshul, why don't we say, forget the Tosfos, why do we say, since the Torah said by Nezikin that you have to pay meitav, so we shall learn from here at Binyan Av, the Kolot Harakulu, that whenever you have to pay money, if it's karka, you have to pay meitav. Forget Shavah Kesef Kikesef. Even if we have to know Shavah Kesef Kikesef, why don't we just make it Binyan Av? Even after we have the psukim, we have a pasuk, we have interview Shavah Kesef Kikesef. But maybe if you pay karki, you have to pay meitav. After all, by Nezikin, you have to pay meitav. So maybe everywhere else you have to pay meitav as well. So obviously we don't do that. I don't know why, but we don't do that. There must be pichas on that binyan. We don't do that. We don't learn out from the Nezikin stamazay that kol tar kulish you have to pay meitav. Tais never suggested that we should. Tais is saying in this particular case, if you're going to learn shavah kesef kekesef from the Nezikin to Eved Ivri, then it's going to drag along that you're also going to have meitav by Eved Ivri. Why? What does one thing have to do with the other? There's no reason to think other halachas of Nezikin would come along to Eved Ivri. I don't know what are other halachas of Nezikin. Unique halachas of Nezikin. I don't know that a Thomas Mishtalam Migufa. I don't know. We're not going to. I mean, I know exactly how that would. I don't know what would be analogous. But I mean, there's no reason to think just because we have a limud, just because we have a kavachomer from Nezikin to Eved Ivri, that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef. Why is that a reason to think that Meitav should also get? That meitav should also come along for the right. If it's fundamentally two different halachos, two different halachos that Nezikin happens to have. It has a chumr that you have to pay meitav, and it has a kula that shavah kesef is kekesef. So the kula will not have to have a different with the halachah, and the din of meitav itself meicha teisa. And it's a glaring issue in Tosfos. What does one thing have to do with the other? It sounds like in Tosfos that these are not two separate halachos, but they're somehow connected one to the other. And since by Nezikin, yes, Shavah Kesef is Kekesef, but which kind of Shavah Kesef is Kekesef? Only Kesef which could be labeled Meitav. Sugan is always Meitav, but by Karka, if it's not Meitav, you can't use it for the Tashlumin Nezikin. It's Mashman Toshes that the Halacha Meitav is a limitation of Shavah Kesef Kekesef. That somehow Ziburis is not lacks in Shavah Kesef Kekesef. And therefore, if you're going to learn out Shavah Kesef to Kesef, If your model is going to be Nezikin, that's from whence you're going to learn how to din a Shove Kesef Kekesef. Then it's going to have the parameters of Shove Kesef Kekesef that we find by Nezikin. And by Nezikin itself, Shove Kesef Kekesef is only in the Zibur, it's not Kekesef. So if you want to learn that from Din Eved Ivri, then it's going to have to be the same way that Zibur's won't be Kekesef. That's Mukhuk here in this line in Taisus. That Zibur's is a limitation in Shove Kesef Kekesef. Let's not have one on that. How do we understand that? Why is the poorest limitation? I understand it's halacha. You have to pay. You have to pay. The Torah was mezakeh. The Torah was miyach. The Torah chanizik that you have to give him. They have to give him meitav. But mechatesa, look at that as a limitation in the idea of shalva kesef kekesef. How do we understand that? So the chayyur. This is totally in a chakira. I think it's a fundamental chakira in Taisus and the whole the other yishayim. When we say that Shove Kesef is Kekesef, why is Shove Kesef Kekesef? What's the get out of it? Why is Shove Kesef Kekesef? Chari Yishleim with the Shnei Echad. Broadly speaking, maybe we can fine tune it, but Pashas, there's two ways to think of it. One way to understand that Shove Kesef is Kekesef is that we're saying that Kesef just means value. And anything of value, therefore, is tantamount to kesef. I need a limud for it. Midolim places midolim to shove a kesef kesef. Without a limud, I wouldn't know that. I would say kesef means kesef. But now that I have a limud, that shove a kesef is kesef. Shove a kesef is kesef tells me that kesef, the Torah was nearly really not makbis specifically on kesef. The Torah was makbis on shavius and metal, and shove a kesef is also shavius. It's called Derech Achas. There's a lesson in the ritual later on in Dafir Aleph. We'll come back to when we learn the Ramban in the ritual. The ritual has a lesson in Dafir Aleph when the Torah says Kesef. Anybody have a ritual or a Kedis? One of the easier Kedis than Kesef than actually a better Kedis. Maybe somebody has a. The original Yud Aleph Mud Aleph, the Dibur Maaseh of Yosef, he has a lashon. Sorry, the Dibur Maaseh is Masnichin. He says that Kesef is Lav Kesef Mamish, Ela Momen. The rich is a gender or something else, which is not our concern right now. The Gemara is Mashma that Bimei Moshe, there was no coin of a Putin. So he says if there was no coin of a Putin, Bimei Moshe, and Basila holds that Kesef is Putin, it must be that Kesef doesn't mean coins. Kesef means moment. So why did Basil say Beputu Bishava Putu? Putu is also Shava Putu. Because there were no coins of Putu Bime Moshe. Putu Shava Chayshish is no different than Shava Kesef. There was no such thing Bime Moshe as a coin called a Putu. So Elamai, the Torah, when it said Kesef, means moment. Shabbos. Moment means Shabbos. So there's no Kesef and Shava Kesef. Kesef means Shabbos. So this is in Echrami. In Basil, really, Kesef and Shava Kesef is Hainu Ach. There's such a thing as Kesef and Shava Kesef. When it said Kesef meant moment. But in Beshamai, the term meant the dinner ready. There was Bimei Moshe. So in Beshamai, there's dinner and the Shava dinner. So Agav Beshamai. So Basil uses the same lotion. But really, Basil, it's an artificial distinction. Bimei Moshe, there was no such thing as a putu. But Kedushin is a putu. So my Kesef, according to Basil, means Shava putu. Yeah, that's a problematic ritual for various reasons. Because then what's the whole problem of. Talk about the ritual later, but it obviously raises a problem. So the Rishonim are busy, including the Rifam itself by us. How do we know by Kedushin Shove Kesef is Kekesef? What do you mean, how do we know? Of course, Shove Kesef is Kekesef. You made Moshe, there was no Putu. All right, that we'll worry about when we come to the ritual. But upon him, the Lushin of the ritual you have over there, that Kesef doesn't mean Kesef. Kesef means Moment. Kesef means Shabbos. Yeah, Columbus, why do you need a drusha? But upon him, maybe in Tosis as well, maybe with the drusha telling me, we have a drusha, we don't have to have a different. maybe the drush is telling me, shalva kesef ki kesef means, and even the Torah said kesef, but the lima tells me that kesef means Shabbos, lav dafka kesef. That's one way to understand. Alternatively, la'olam kesef means kesef. Kesef means what we normally think of as kesef. Coins, or silver. Okay, that's also a midim in the original. Not our topic right now at all. The Amenulim has a discussion. We have kesef and we have shalva kesef. What's the definition of kesef as opposed to shalva kesef? Kesef in Hebrew can mean two things, as you know. Kesef could, well, it also mean embarrassment, but that's not in the thing. Kesef means, what are the two meanings of kesef?
Money and silver.
So the Ritva wants to know, the Amenulim rather is done. What is kesef as opposed to shalva kesef? Does it mean silver as opposed to everything else, or does it mean coins as opposed to everything else?
That would answer the question from asking the Ritva later if it means silver.
Yeah, he brings that Ritva. The Ritva, the Lagun brings that Ritva. He says, you see, the Ritva understands on the took kesef to mean coins. And the other, in the Rambam, the Perishim Mishnah, he says that a pruta, no matter that a pruta is a Ritva, a riff, and the Rambam, the Perishim Mishnah, he said, what's the price we'll bring? That if the value of a pruta is a chatzi sayer of silver. It's the price of silver fluctuates, whatever it is. A pruta is measured as a chatzi sayer of silver. So that's mashma, that's kesef meaning silver, because otherwise why would it depend on the price of silver? If it means a coin. Yeah, this is all Ritva, it's not a discussion. I was just mentioning it to you. The Ritva maintains that it's machlekes, the Ritva in the Rambam, but others say that's all literature. For the time being, we'll just take kesef to mean money, and just for convenience sake. It doesn't really matter to the discussion. Anyway, where we hold it. So possibility number one, we were saying, is that shalva kesef ki kesef means that the limud is megalim, whatever the limud is, have an ifrim, wherever we're learning out from, the gilui is that when it says kesef, it means shabbos. At least in those places that we're able to learn out from that. Plan B, the alternative is to say, that shalva kesef is ki kesef because la'olam kesef means money. It means coins. So why is shalva kesef ki kesef? Because shalva kesef can always be sold and converted into money. So since shalva kesef has the potential to be made into money, it has a certain degree of liquidity to be made into money. So mimela, that's why shalva kesef is kesef. Notice, wherever the Torah is makban and kesef, you can give shalva kesef because shalva kesef can be converted into money. So mimela, shalva kesef is kesef. It's the liquidity of the shalva kesef. Its ability to be converted into money that makes it kekesef. It's a chiddush, of course, because I would say maybe you have to give kesef mamish. But there is shalva kesef is just as good. But why is shalva kesef just as good? Because shalva kesef ultimately can be turned into kesef. Which way is more mashma in places? Which way does the shichas of Taisus make more sense? And especially the second half of the Shrichas. As he says, if the Torah would have said, Shalva Kesef by Nezikin, Shalva Kesef by Nezikin, and I would wallow that evidence from Nezikin, so I could, but it would come along with the baggage that it would have to be Meitav. And our question was, Sudav Nalochas, unrelated Alochas, what in the world is Meitav after Shalva Kesef by Kesef? Just because I learned a shalva kesef kekesef from the Zikin Tevedivri, why should I drag along that therefore I'm going to learn out the idea of Meitav from the Zikin Tevedivri?
It sounds like it's the first option of kesef is actually Dalia. But we're saying it's not from that Ziburis is a limitation in shalva kesef. That would only be true if kesef was...
Well, what's the concern of Ziburis? Ziburis has no value?
Sorry, that's coin stuff. Sorry, not the second option. Sorry,
second
not,
option.
Not for
second,
second option.
What's the mile of Yidus over Ziburis? What?
People want it.
People want it. It's more. It's more liquid. It's easier to sell. There's a bigger market for Yidus than there is for Ziburis. So it has a greater degree of liquidity. It's more easily converted into kesef. It has shavius. So Ziburis is also shavius. It's a less shavius. It's worth less. You have to have more acres, but it's shavius and shavius. A large field that's worth $100 and a small field that are worth $100 have the same shavius. The difference between them is this is kofetz leizvini, this is not kofetz leizvini. This can be more readily converted into kesef than the other. So chara, it's mashman taisus. I think it's more than mashman taisus. To me it seems that it's mukhachan taisus. That the idea of shalva kesef to kesef is that the kesef can be turned into kesef. The Shava Kesef. Shava Kesef is Kesef because it's liquid. To some degree, it's liquid. It could be converted into Kesef. Therefore, the Torah says you can use it in lieu of Kesef. Because it can be converted into Kesef. So now, Kesef makes a lot of sense. If the whole Nimud will be from the Zikin, that Shava Kesef is Kesef. You see, by the Zikin, that Shava Kesef is Kesef because it could be converted into Kesef. But you see, by the Zikin itself, the Torah said you have to give Meitav, which is more readily converted into Kesef. You can't give Zidwurz, which is harder to convert into Kesef. So then it would make a lot of sense to say, you want to learn that from the Zikin to Eved Ivri. But by, you want to learn that from the Zikin to Eved Ivri, that Shava Kesef is Kesef because it can be converted into Kesef. But by the Zikin itself, you see the Torah is marked, but it has to be something that's easily converted into Kesef. Something that's not easily converted into Kesef is Takanat Kesef. In other words, even if you have a Chiddush, that's something that can be converted into Kesef is Kesef. And, but if you want to learn that from the Zikin, it'll have the limitation that it has to be easily converted into Kesef. If it's only convertible into Kesef with difficulty, then it's not Kesef, at least by the Zikin. And if that's your source, then that'll be true everywhere else as well. So, Chari, in this Shichas of Taisus, this first Shichas of Taisus, it's Mucho, that Taisus understood that the mechanism of the idea of Shavu Kesef. We need this terminology to be able to refer back to this. These two plans, how to understand, how to conceptualize Shava Kesef and Kesef. So I was going to call it this. I mean, that one side was that Shava Kesef and Kesef means the Torah is just makbid on Shabbos. Kesef means Shabbos. And the other side is Shava Kesef is Kesef because Shava Kesef is liquid. And therefore it could be converted into Kesef. The Chayetz Mucha can tell you like the second side. That the Mala Shava Kesef and Kesef is that it can be converted into Kesef. Therefore that's tied up with the idea of Meitav. If you can learn it out from the Zikin, it's going to be limited. It's going to be limited to Meitav because Meitav is a thing that's easily converted into Kesef. So now, already, I have a question because the Chora I have a raya for Kesef. I have a riot and Shava Kesef to Kesef is because Kesef be'etzim is not mean Shabbos. Shovely work? Well, that's an interesting question. How does it work? If the mile of Shava Kesef to Kesef is just because it's liquid and can be converted to Kesef, so how could we have a concept of Lididi Shovely? Question?
Iran over there says that it has to be that some people would be in Siyah here other than just Rav Chisda. So that might be like a niche market for people wanting suitors. So it has some liquidity.
Okay, I don't know, but let's talk a hard one. Maybe Rav Chisda himself is willing to give Chomesh Shloim for it, so that itself is the... That's not to sell it to somebody else. Himself is worth Chomesh Shloim, so maybe that's as good as being able to sell it. But you could sell it for Chomesh Shloim. If for you it's worth Chomesh Shloim, so it saved you Chomesh Shloim. So that's the Chomesh Shloim. But it's a good order, I'm not sure. But I was thinking something else. The Gemara says in Rav Ches, that Rav Yosef said that Shava Kesef has to be Kayetz. So the Limud Mash Kesef, since Shava Kesef is Kesef, so just like Kesef is Kayetz, Kayetz means it's denominated in specific amounts. You get a $5 bill, you know that it's exactly $5. So Shava Kesef also has to be Kayetz. That means when you give the Shava Kesef, you have to stipulate its worth. You don't pass on this word. You have to say, Eikel zeh v'chomesh shloim. That's how Yosef understands the price. Eikel zeh v'chomesh shloim l'pinyan b'ni means you have to say v'chomesh shloim. You don't say, or we give a ring to a woman. You have to say, tabazu, whatever its worth is, you have to stipulate, you have to say out what it's worth. And he learns that from because Shava Kesef is Kesef. So Ma Kesef de Kayetz, Av Shava Kesef de Kayetz. Says Rav Yosef, we know Aminullah. How do I know? What's my right? From the Brisa by Pinyin Aben. There's somebody that Ha'omer Egel said Bechamish Shloim Lepinyin Bani Benoit Padi. Seems that he has to say Bechamish Shloim. If he doesn't say Bechamish Shloim, then he Benoit Padi. He says, "Yes, what's it talking about? If it's not worth Chamish Shloim, then how's it Benoit Padi? And if it is worth Chamish Shloim, then why do you have to say it? It's worth Chamish Shloim. Must be because you have to be kind." The Mar is doich the right. No, Loilam is talking about whether Egel is talking not with Chamish Shloim, but Kidder Avkara that he could say Lidi Shavul. So for that, you have to speak out Bechamish Shloim. Now, Kapali, you see that Rav Yosef wanted to learn out from Pidyon HaBen to Kiddushin that you have to, that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, and therefore Makesef Tekai is Af Shavu Kesef Tekai. Nechzeana. By Kiddushin, how do we know Shavu Kesef is Kekesef? From, according to Kesef, at least from Evidibi. So we learn from Evidibi, Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. By Pidyon HaBen, how do we know Shavu Kesef is Kekesef? Kalakar B'Klal. If we'll say that the idea of Shavu Kesef Kekesef is because you could sell it and turn it into Kesef. So really, Kesef is Kesef, but Shavu Kesef is Kekesef because it's convertible into Kesef. Is that how it is by Pinyon HaBen also? By Pinyon HaBen, where Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, is that also the same idea? Because it's convertible into Kesef. Her not. Her, because by Pinyon HaBen, how do we know Shavu Kesef is Kesef? I said at the beginning of the year. How do we know by Pinyon HaBen Shavu Kesef is Kesef? Chalei Prat D'Klal. Chalei Prat D'Klal, by definition, means that when the Torah said Bokher Tzoyin Yayin and Shecher, it didn't mean Bokher Tzoyin Yayin and Shecher. It meant the class of things that are pre and Gidulukai. Or in our case of Pinyon HaBen. When the Torah said Kesef, but since it's in the context of a Chalei Prat D'Klal, it doesn't mean Kesef. It means something that's in the class to which Kesef belongs, namely Dover HaMetaltel V'Gufay Mamech. So that means that by Pidyon HaBen, for sure, Shavu Kesef, Kekesef, in the context of Pidyon HaBen, means that Kesef only, Kesef doesn't mean Kesef, Kesef means Shabbos. Dover HaMetaltel V'Gufay Mamech. Dover HaMetaltel V'Gufay Mamech means it's Gufay Mamech, it means it's, I mean, Dover HaMetaltel is the Pukki Karka, and Gufay Mamech is the Pukki Shtoros, but the point is, he says it's a klal of prat klal, that means kesef is lapped after kesef, but anything that has value, as long as it's gufa, as long as it's metaltel, and as long as it's not, you know, like a shtar, where its value is notional. So how can Rav Yosef compare the two? It's not much apples and oranges. Rav Yosef says, ma kesef dekayetz, or shove kesef dekayetz. If it's true by, just even if that's true by kiddushin, it has nothing to do with Pinyon HaBen, maybe it's true by kiddushin, where shove kesef is really not, we're not looking for Shabbos, we're looking for something that can be converted into Kesef. On the other hand, if it's true by Pinyon HaBen, I could hear either way. You know, I could hear that it's true by Pinyon HaBen, because the Klal or Prat or Klal, maybe that's part of the Klal or Prat or Klal, the class of things that are Dover Metaltel B'Gufa Mamon V'Kayis. But here, we just want Kesef, Shavu Kesef, Kekesef, Shavu Kesef, and maybe it doesn't have to be Kayis, or vice versa. The point is, it's apples and oranges. I don't understand how Rav Yosef can go and compare the concept of Shavu Kesef, Kekesef by Kiddushim to the notion of Kol Shavu Kesef Kekesef they have by Pinyon HaBen. By Pinyon HaBen, Kesef is lapped after Kesef, it means Shabbos. By Kiddushin, Kesef means Kesef, but Shavu Kesef can be converted into Kesef, and therefore Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Just because I find that look of Kayis by Pinyon HaBen, why should that transfer over to Kiddushin? If you say, like the other side of the Chakira, that Shavu Kesef Kekesef means that Kesef lapped after Kesef means Shabbos, so then I understand Rav Yosef's comparison. In both cases, Kesef means Shabbos. By Pinyon HaBen, it means Shabbos because I have a klal after klal. And by Kiddushin, it means Shabbos because I have a lima from Eved Ivri. Kashav Kesef ki Kesef. But Kesef is lavdavka. Kesef means Shabbos. So basically the same idea, that Kesef is lavdavka. Kesef means Shabbos. But it has to have a quality of Kesef that is kites. So I understand Rav Yosef's comparing one to the other. But if we'll say, like I think it's Mashman Taisus, that Shavu Kesef Kekesef means because it's liquid and can be convertible into Kesef. And I don't think that's what it can mean by Pinyon HaBen, because by Pinyon HaBen we're talking about a klal or prat or klal. That we just need Dover without the Gufa Mamon. You don't need Kesef at all. So how's Rav Yosef comparing? I must think that they're apples and oranges. So this is a problem. I don't have an answer for this. Later. Nonetheless, the mice of this Shikha and Tais, I still think that this Shikha and Tais is certainly a Mashman. Tais is understood that the Milo Shavu Kesef Kekesef is because it can be convertible into Kesef. I think that's still on solid ground. I know it's a chara. This gemara daf ches the chara. It's a chara. You also have a chara. I want that the shadoli. How does the shadoli work? Right, but I guess they're not insurmountable questions because Maishas Matra and Taisha that the shadol at least in this shichas and Taisha's that the idea of shadol kesef kekesef is similar to the idea of meitav that it can be convertible into kesef. It's kofes leis vini to some extent, and therefore it's kekesef. But that's the Gemara says it's because it's that it's exes a kosher. It's too shyness and aversive. The Gemara is going in the lashon that it's not because lesam chadaitu.
And
the Rishon
says in the second lashon that still don't smichas adas.
Even that lashon is not smichas adas. You think if so maybe that would be a text. If the halach of kaiyus has to do smichas adas, not shyness and aversive, if not kaiyus, so then it doesn't matter what the lomdus is, because das is just to mitzias. Okay. Maybe that'll be an answer. Yeah, let's see if I can test this. Just a few more minutes. Inami Yeshleim, right? Test is now another Chukhasa. The first Chukhasa was all around Meitav. Can't let out every divide to Nezikin because Nezikin needs Meitav. Can't let out Nezikin to have a divide because then it comes together with Meitav. Inami Yeshleim, a different Chukhasa. Ikosu be'eved, the Chavah Kesef is Kekesef. Hav amino de dinu, shenokil olo, v'yochel if this atzmei afilu b'shova kesef, v'eshle itame ben akum. That Eben Ivri does a svarish with Machmanim. The Gemara has a Lagabi Giroyin, how to measure the Giroyin. What if he changed in value from the Mechira to the. He bought him for $1,000. Now he's worth $2,000. Now he wants to be played himself. Do you do it based on a $1,000 scale or a $2,000 scale? So Gemara says, well, it depends. Did he go up in value, down in value? You always do the Kulu. So Gemara says, to make a face, maybe you should do the Chumra. So the Gemara after. So maybe you should do the Chumra. Why are you making it easy for him? Maybe you should make it hard for him. Because he was nosim nosim peir shvius. Maybe I'm batching up the gemara. Something like that. Yeah, they ask, why are you dashing in the kula? Maybe you should dash in the chumah. So he said, well, no, kitayv le'imach, we're always makel by an evidiv, you see this in kitayv le'imach, you have to, the rav has to be meitiv to him. So he said, no, we should say, if I can't, he was nice to the nice in Peir Shvias, so maybe we should be machmar in him. So where is that? It's a drosha. So the Gemara has this svar in a different context. And the svar b'shali tamim in a akum, you for sure have an even one. But every day, nimkul akum, there's a svar b'shali tamim in a akum, you can't learn out from there to nimkul Yisrael. Anyway, the Gemara has these svars in different contexts, but not in the, svar, not in the context of shavu kesef ki kesef. But Tais says we can deploy these svars in every day, sometimes we might be why we machman him, there's a svar we should be makel by him, by nimkul akum. So we can deploy these svars to have a shavu kesef ki kesef as well. The Torah would have said shavu kesef ki kesef by every day. I said, oh, that's a kula. I have an ivri, we're makel. But who says we're makel elsewhere? Another way around, if it's cited by Nezikin, so I would say, well, it's a kula. By have an ivri, maybe we should be machrel. So therefore, I have to have psukim both by Nezikin and by have an ivri. So Mashiach asks, quite the second shrichasot, that have an ivri, you can't learn from have an ivri to Nezikin because dinu shenachmrel of, because dinu shenachmrel of, shalit hamim and akum. So how do you learn out Kiddushin from Eved Ivri? Tais began by saying that we learn out Kiddushin from Eved Ivri. Now it turns out you can't learn out from Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri didn't show up below, so you taught him an apple. So how do you learn out Kiddushin from Eved Ivri? The same way you can't learn out Ezekiel from Eved Ivri. So how do you learn How do you learn Kiddushin from Eved Ivri? Answer the Masha. Anybody know what Masha answers? From the Zikin. This Teres will say we learn that from the Zikin. We learn that from the Zikin to Eved Ivri. I, Tosis, in the first Teres said that we can't learn that from the Zikin, because if you learn that from the Zikin, you're going to have Meita. This Teres will be chaylik in that. The two Tshichases argue on each other. The first Tshichah holds we learn that from Eved Ivri. Doesn't have the Svar Shalei Tamim in Akam, or this holds not applicable to Meita. To show the Kesef Kesef. And the second Teretz is going to have to hold, that holds that we can't learn that from Eved Ivri, it's going to hold that we learn that from the Zikin, and will not have the Svara, that, well, if you learn that from the Zikin, it has to come with the requirement of Meitav. And Echadami, when Tosis L'Chatkila say, we learn that from Eved Ivri, that was in the first Shrikhah. And the second Shrikhah changes, now we'll learn that from, quite the second Shrikhah, we'll have to learn that from the Zikin. Mashas Medayka from Loshon Tosis, because the end of Tosis says, the last line of Tosis is, "V'hod itzricho l'pidin aben v'hektish to shove a kesef ki kesef." V'lo yolof min ezikin ve'eved ivri, if you should bolo mad kakreis v'storish and pidin aben b'chayodon v'hekbeishes. So Tosis says, why do we need a positive v'hektish to pidin aben? Why not learn those out also from nezikin and eved ivri? Nezikin and eved ivri. The limud is from eved ivri. Whoever said there's a limud from nezikin to kolot harkul? Forget it. You can't learn that from the Zikin, because then it'll be made up. Well, why is Taish mentioning the Zikin? You can't learn that from the Zikin. Whatever you learn from the Zikin is going to require made up. So, Raya, that Taish says, no, that there really is floating around the Taish's side that we do learn that from the Zikin. Those are the two Tirutim. When Taish says the Zikin and Evidibri, it means, let's start them. According to the first Taish from Evidibri, and according to the second Taish from the Zikin. So that's the point that says the Mashiach, that's the Tzuros of the Shemites of Taish. That the Limud for Kiddushin, and for Erechin for that matter, is from either from Eved Ivri, because you can learn out from Eved Ivri to call it Arakulu. So why do you need a positive by Nezikin? Because of Meitav. But you can't learn out from Nezikin to call it Arakulu, because then you're going to have Meitav. Or we learn out from call it Arakulu, we learn out Kilushin and Erchen, we learn out in general Shavu Kesef Kesef from Nezikin. We won't worry about the fact that it's Meitav or the Meitav. It's a different thing. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Just because we learn out Shavu Kesef Kesef, it doesn't have to carry the baggage of Meitav. Meitav is separate. But we can't learn it, so why does it have to have a pasuk by Eved Ivri? Because Dinu Shenokar Lolev, Dinu Shenachmer Lolev, and so on. That's the way the Tosis works. Interesting to mention that Rashi later on in Daf Ches says that the top Rashi in Daf Ches says that how do we know that Kiddushin Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef? We learn that from Eved Ivri. I don't know why Rashi waits till Dachas to tell it to me. He's told to read in the Mishnah. But in that Gemara about Shavu Kesef Tekayif and so on, Rashi over there throws in, how do you know if it's by Kiddushin Shavu Kesef Kekesef? The Alfinim Eved Ivri. On the other hand, in Erchen, Dachal Zayin, in the Mishnah, they could be paid a hektish with Shavu Kesef. So Rashi said, and the Gemara here has a lot of Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Says Rashi, we learn that from the, because it says by Nezikin, Kesef Yoshev Levayla. So there's a few things in the Rashi. First of all, Taisa said, "How do you know Hekdesh is Nifta B'Shava Kesef Chala Prato Klal?" Because he can't do it with stars and karkos. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just learned that from the Zikin. So that's horror number one. And horror number two, it's sort of a steer in Rashi. Rashi and Daf Ches says we learned that from Eved Ivri. Rashi and Erech and Daf Chozayin, at the end of the world. Rashi and Erech and Daf Chozayin says we learned that from the Zikin. Unless we can say some sort that Kiddush and Dafka has to be learned out from Eved Ivri, and Hektish has to Dafka be learned out from the Zikin. I don't know. But Kapanim, just Mara Mokum Loch, that that's what it says in Rashi. But Kapanim, Masha learns that that's the whole group of Echel from the two Shrikhases and Taisus. The first Shrikh and Taisus learns we learn out from Eved Ivri, to call it Harakula, and the Shrikhas will revolve around Meitha. And the second Harris and Taisus, the second Shrikhas still learns we learn out from the Zikin, and the Tzrikha still revolves around the fact that Eved Ivri has special kulus and chumras, and therefore he can't be a model for everywhere else. Frek the Masha, maybe we'll stop with this. Yes, the Masha, Tosis at the very beginning said, "Gedol l'shevo kesef ki kesef," because after all, you see by Eved Ivri, you need a pasuk. Mashman Taisus, the Taisus entertained that maybe he doesn't need a pasuk. Maybe Shalom Kesef is a svar. But Taisus is mechir from Evadivri. You can't be a svar because why he needs a pasuk from Evadivri? So now it turns out that Sefekta Mashah, why doesn't Taisus now turn around after having told him, discovered all of these treatises? Why can't Taisus now turn around and say that Le'olam Shalom Kesef is a svar? But by Evadivri, you have to have a pasuk because otherwise I would have thought Dinu Shenachmer of Shaloi Shenosim Nosim Perishvius. And by Nezikin, you have to have a pasuk because otherwise I would have said since the Torah was otherwise you need a pasuk by Nezikin that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. Because otherwise I would have said since the Torah said that he can demand Meitav, maybe the Torah was Machmer that the Nezik can demand Meitav was Machmer and the Mazik. If the Nezik can demand Meitav, maybe the Torah is likewise Machmer and the Mazik. That the Nizik can demand Kesef and not Shavu Kesef. The trichuses that Taisus used. Once you have these trichuses, so why not revert to saying, like Taisus Lechatchila seemed to have entertained, that Shavu Kesef ke Kesef is Loyal Mitzvah? By Yavadib, there's a special reason why you need a Pasuk, Shalei Tam Merakum, why you need a Pasuk, because Dinu Shenosu Nosu Perishvias, and there's a special reason why by Nizik and why you need a Pasuk, because after all, he has to pay Meitav. But Loyalim in general, Shavu Kesef ke Kesef is a Svar. Why didn't Taisus walk that back? Any suggestions?
Could be that Tosos never held that it was a svara. Tosos says that the Mishnah wouldn't have wrote Shela Pruta, so I would have not known that wouldn't have been found Shela Pruta because the pasuk says like Yichakila, it says Kesef, so I think Kesef Dafka. So it could be that Tosos originally when he was asking where do I know that Shela gets Kesef, he's asking for a pasuk. He wasn't saying that I don't know.
Okay, it could be Taisus prejudice in that direction, but Mashal's question comes from the fact that when Taisus said, "Midol l'shava kesef kikesef," Taisus added, so I need to add, because after all, you find by Abedivri that this is a possible. So that line in Taisus, the Mashmai says, if not for his proof from Abedivri, he would have been willing to say that it's a svar. So Mashal takes that seriously. He says, no, it's Mashmai Taisus. The only reason why the only reason why it can't be a svar, or he's convinced that it's not a svar, is only from the Gemara by Evadivri, from the Drosha by Evadivri. Now it turns out that Evadivri has special considerations. So what's so I think there's a few possibilities, a few possible directions we could go. First of all, maybe we could say a simple thing. Let's take the first three synthesis. What's the first three synthesis? If I would have said by Evadivri, I would have said, well, I don't know Nezikin, because Nezikin, after all, has a Torah is Machmel and Meitav, maybe Kishav Kesef is not Kesef. And if it only said by Nezikin, then I would say, well, Nezikin, Shav Kesef, Kesef, but only if it's Meitav. So maybe in general, also Shav Kesef, Kesef, only if it's Meitav. So, how many chidushim? You know, what I'm trying to get is, maybe Taisus could have said like the mashal, but he says it the way he says it because of economy. After all, Taisus doesn't want to multiply, say more chidushim than he needs to. So Taisus wants to say a minimum of chidushim. So the first shichasa, he's saying in a way two svaras. I wouldn't know Nezikin from Evadivri, and I won't know Evadivri from Nezikin. I can't learn out from Evadivri to Nezikin because Nezikin has a Chomilin Meitav. So maybe a Shavu Kesef is not Kekesef. On the other hand, if I had Nezikin, I wouldn't know Evadivri. So in a way, it's two svaras because it's two sides of the Trichos. But if you ask me how many Chidushim is Taisus saying, I think he's only saying one Chidush. The Chidush is that Meitav is connected to Shavu Kesef Kekesef. And we said a Hezber even because it has to do with liquidity. Once you grant that chiddush, then the two sides of the tzrichas automatically follow. You know, because, and that's true. You know, if you understand that meitav is a svar on liquidity, and that shavu kesef kikesef also has to do with the degree of liquidity, then it follows that if it only said evadivri, I wouldn't know nezikin because by nezikin, see, the Torah was makbid in a high degree of liquidity, And vice versa, even if the Torah told it to me by Nezikin, well, but maybe with the liquidity of Yiddish now, with the lack of liquidity of Zivurs. So you only so in the first Shichus and Tosis, you have to say one Chiddush, that Meitav is connected, that Shavu Kesev and Meitav have a connection one with the other. In the second Mahalach and Tosis, the second Shichus and Tosis. So what's the Shichus? If it said Eved Ivri, I wouldn't know Shavu Kesev, I wouldn't know Nezikin, because Dinu Shenokololah by Eved Ivri. And if it was all the way around, I wouldn't know if it said it in the Zokin, I wouldn't know Eved Ivri, because Dinu Shenachmi by Eved Ivri. So of course, it's two different Svaras. One Svara is Shalei Tam Ben Akum. It's another Svara that Shenosav and Pei Shvius. It's two different Svaras. But if you'll ask me how many Chidushim is Tosis saying, Chidushim of his own, how many Chaburs Tosis give over here in this Shikosav? I would say it's one Chabur. Because the Svaras already says in the Gemara, says, but Eved Ivri, Dinu Shenokololo, Dinu Shenachmololo, that's not Tosis Chiddush. Tosis Chiddush is that Shavu Kesef Kekesef counts as a Kulo. That we treat Shavu Kesef Kekesef as a Kulo. That's a Chiddush. Because I couldn't say it. Now, is that a Kulo or a Chum? If Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, it is or it's not. It's nothing with Kulo and Chumra. Kulos and Chumras are things like, you know, you can even give him a discount on the Giroyin or you know, when the price fluctuates. Those are Kulos and Chumras. Shavu Kesef is a fact. Either it is a kekesef or it's not a kekesef, it's not a kula. Tais mechadish, no, we're going to treat shavu kekesef as a kula. And therefore, it then plugs into the svaras of shenokolo, Eved Ivri maybe has special. There's a dinu shenokolo, there's a dinu shenachmerolo. So how many chidushim does Tais have to say in the second Teretz? One chidush. That shavu kekesef is treated as a kula. Everything else follows automatically. If we're going to go with Mashoz route, the Lo'olam Shavu Kesef Kekesef is a Svara. So why did I have to say it by Eved Ivri? Because Dinu, because maybe Dinu Shenachmol, Shashenosav Nosan Perishvius. And why did I have to say it by Nezikin? Because Dinu, because he has to pay Meitav, so maybe he has to pay Meitav, Shavu Kesef is not Kekesef. So if we're going to go with the Mashoz route, how many Chidushim are we going to have to say? Two. Therefore, Tosis doesn't want to go with the Mashoz route, because Tosis holds from Akum's razor. Don't multiply entities needlessly. And therefore, why should Tosis say two Shtikol Torah if he could get away with one? Let's say the first three Chasur, he only said one Shtikol Torah. That Meitav, Shavu Kesef has to do with Meitav, has to do with liquidity. So Meili says one Shtikol Torah. Once you say that, you have a three Chasur, you can't learn out from the Zikin. What we'll learn out from Eved Ivri. If we're going to say the other way around, the second three Chasur in Tosis, you only have to say one Shtikol Torah. Shavu Kesef is a Kula. Therefore, Eved Ivri is Nokololov, Nachmololov. It's also one Shtikol Torah. But everything else we'll learn out from the Zikin. But if Tais is going to go like the Mashah, then it's a Svara. So if it's a Svara, why do you have to have a Pasuk by Eved Ivri? We're going to have to say a Shtikol Torah because it's in a Shenachmololov. And why do you need a Pasuk by Nezikin? We're going to have to say a different Shtikol Torah because that has to do with liquidity. So Tais doesn't want to say two Shtikol Torah if he can get away with one. Why say a simply more intellectually economical? But Tosis to go without a svar than to say that it's a svar. That could be a pasuk. I think that could be a malach. Maybe that's the emes of malach. Why Tosis didn't want to say like the mashal? Adahochi, maybe we could take it a step further. Maybe we could say that Tosis didn't want to say like the mashal because Tosis held that the two tzichusos Let me preface something. I'll ask you a question. If you're holding on to what's going on here. What's the Mashah's cash in the first place? Didn't the Mashah himself already tell me that the two Shichas aren't going to each other? Now the Mashah wants to say, we're going to have a Svara, Shavu Kesef and Svara, but you need a Pasuk by Eved Ivri, like the second Shichas, because Dinu Shenachmerol, and you need a Pasuk by Nezikin, like the first Shichas, because it has to do with Meitav. The Mashah himself just told me that the first Teretz of Tosis and the second Teretz of Tosis are going to each other. The second teretz doesn't hold from the dinu shenach, right? This first teretz didn't hold from the dinu shenach merolah, that part of, and the second teretz and the second shichas doesn't hold from the meitav piece. So what's the mashal's problem? The two answers argue on each other. So what's he asking now? We should use a piece from each. So what's going on? What's the mashal's kasha in the first place? I'm asking it. This is a klutz kasha, but just to bring it up. Why is it a klutz kasha?
It's not.
What?
He's not saying to use either one.
Right. The Mashal Chitlachatil was saying that the two Teirutzim are independent. And therefore, the first Teirutz that wants to learn out everywhere from, wants to learn out and call the Teirutz from Eved Ivri, will have to say, will make the Tzrichas revolve around the Zikun, revolve around Mekla. And we'll be able to learn out from Eved Ivri. The second Tzrichas that wants to make the Tzrichas revolve around Eved Ivri, then we can't learn out from Eved Ivri. He'll have to say, they will learn out from the Zikun. And he won't worry about Mekla. So it's each teretz is a separate, each teretz can ignore the other teretz. But that doesn't mean that that the two teretzim are irreconcilable. The Mashal is then asking, why didn't, the first teretz is independent of the second teretz and goes without the second teretz. The second teretz is independent of the first teretz and goes without the first teretz. Frank the Mashal, why didn't I say a third teretz, which will take a piece from the first teretz and a piece from the second teretz, and we'll take a mix and match. We'll say Sava Kesef is a Svara. Why do you need a pasuk by Eved Ivri? We'll take an idea from the second Shrichasa, because Dinu Shanachim Rolo. And why do you need a pasuk by Nezikin? We'll take a svar from the first Shrichasa, because since he requires Meitav, so you need a pasuk by Eved Ivri. So it's not like these two things are irreconcilable. One may not need the other, but why not invent the third Mahalach? Revert to the original svar, that it's a Teshuvah Kesef, it's Kesef, a svara, and we'll just take pieces from these two Shrichasas, and we'll make up a new reason why here we need pasuk. But I want to suggest that maybe, places held, that not only are the two Teirutzim independent, but the two Teirutzim are irreconcilable. And if you go with the Mahalach of the first Teretz, the first Srichasa, then you can't say the second Srichasa. And if you go with the Mahalach of the second Srichasa, then you can't say the first Srichasa. Because the first Srichasa is based on the idea that Shove Kesef Kekesef has to do with liquidity. Shove Kesef is Kekesef, because it can be converted into kesef. And that's why it has to do with meitav. Remember, we had this chakir l'chatchilu. What's shove kesef kekesef? Is it an idea of liquidity? Shove kesef is kekesef because it can be made into kesef? Or shove kesef kekesef because be'etzim Torah said, you don't have to have kesef, it's enough to have shabbos. The first mahalach and toisus, the first shichas and toisus that connects meitav to shove kesef kekesef, what does meitav have to do with shove kesef kekesef? It's based on the idea that Shove Kesef Kekesef is a notion that Shove Kesef is Kekesef because it can be made into Kesef. It's liquid. It's a liquid acid. You can turn it into Kesef. And therefore, that's connected to the notion of Meitav. And that creates the Tzrichus of the first Teres and Taisus. The second Teres and Taisus, on the other hand, says that Shove Kesef Kekesef is a Kulo. Could be Taisus held that if it has to do with liquidity, if Shove Kesef is Kekesef because every Shove Kesef can be sold and turned into Kesef, then that's not a kula in the Eved Ivri that he could give Shove Kesef. If Shove Kesef, Kekesef can be burned into Kesef, so you give it to the Odin, the Odin turns into Kesef, why is that a kula by the Eved Ivri? So treating it as a kula means that we're saying that Shove Kesef is a different kind of payment than Kesef. There's Kesef Mamish, and then there is Marvi. You don't have to only give Kesef Mamish. You could give Shavius. And Shavius is also a way to be paid to yourself. It's a different route how to be paid to. You can be paid with Kesef, or you can be paid with Shavius. That's already a kula. That being paid with Shavius is just as good as being paid with Kesef. That already is a kula. If it's a kula, maybe we only make a Be'evet Ivri, Shleitam Ben Akum. So we let him be paid himself with a different way than normally Kinyonim have to go. So the two, maybe what I'm suggesting is that the two treatises and places, not only do they happen to argue on each other, like the Mashal said, but they can't coexist at all. Because they're based on different premises. The first Teres and Taisus is based on the premise that Shove Kesef is Kesef because it's liquid. If that's the case, then it follows that it has to do with Meitav, but on the other hand, it has nothing to do with Kulam Chumah. The second Teres and Taisus is predicated on the premise that Shove Kesef is Kesef is because you need Kesef at all you have to have is Shabbos. If that's the case, it has nothing to do with Meitav, but it has everything to do with it's a kula, and maybe you can't learn kulas and chumas from Eved Ivri because the Gemara says in several places that Eved Ivri has special reason to be mekel olav and special reason to be machmer olav. So therefore, you can't go with the Mashal's route. The Mashal's suggestion was we should say la'olam shav kesef is kekesef. So why do we do in svar? So why do we do pasuk by Eved Ivri? Oh, we'll take a snippet from the second srichasa. And why do we do pasuk by Nezikin? We'll take a snippet from the first srichasa. You can't do that. Because if you go with the first srichasa, then you're assuming one thing about Shove Kesef. And if you go with the second srichasa, you're assuming a different understanding of Shove Kesef, Kesef. You can't, never the twain shall meet. You can't put those two things together. So therefore, the Mashal's option, therefore, the places would not avail.
Could we say that according to the second srichasa, that we still have liquidity, but I mean, it's still kind of a cool up.
opposed to just
Kesef Stam. Avada we could. But then my terrorists and my Shoskash won't work.
I'm saying,
no, I mean it seriously. I'm not married to this idea. You're right. It could be that I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, that the Malach is wrong. That even to say the idea of liquidity is already a kula. Because you were saying that the Malach Shalom Kesef to Kesef is because it can be turned into Kesef. But that's still a kula that we don't make you go and turn it into Kesef first. That you could put that burden on the oven. So maybe that itself is a kula. We'll see later in the Ramban and the Ritva, maybe such sorrows even. There's a tiny zil trach v'zoven. We'll get to the Ramban and the Ritva. So what I'm saying now is not the mukh. I'm suggesting that perhaps in Tosfos' mind, in order to get the answer as a possible suggestion for them to answer the Mashal's kasha, that maybe when Tosfos said it's for a kula and chumra, Tosfos conceived of it that if shalva kesef is kesef because it can be rendered kesef, that's not a kula or a chumra. But if shalva kesef is a different kind of tashlumin, then that's already kula. I'm saying it's not much. But let's just have a rabbi. Okay, I just want to tell you a kasha of the machne. Maybe I just want you to look, or maybe you look it up inside. But I want to talk about it tomorrow. The machne asks a kasha. I'll tell you very briefly, but you take a look at the machne inside. The machne asks. Taisa says, it says by Eved to be kesef yoshev ulosoi. It says l'fiim yoshev ulosoi mikesef b'gnosoi. So we have a limud shavah kesef ki kesef by Eved Ivri. So Taisa says in the second sikhasa. I only have that pasuk by Eved Ivri, I wouldn't be able to have that everywhere else because by Eved Ivri, it's a special consideration. Shli yitam ben akum, he could be paid himself. He has to be paid himself from the guy because the pasuk is talking about it. Eved Ivri was nimkut to a guy, so he has to be. He's been paid himself. It says loy brachos b'shanim and so on. You calculate the years that are outstanding. Lefiim yoshiv gulosim yikesed miknasa. So it's a pasuk about Eved being goyel himself from an akum. And says Taisus, there's a svar, maybe shenokil alov because shloim tamim and akum. Asks Machne, you take a look at the Gemara in the top of Chesam and Aleph. It's Mukh in the Gemara, and Rashi spells it out that the drasha of Yoshua Rabbi Shalom Kesef Kesef is not only going on the Eved Ivri being goyel himself from the goy, but it's also going on the initial kinyan when the goy bought him in the first place, because it says Yoshua Gulosi Mikesef Mikrosa. The Yoshev and the Ribui is going with the Kesef Miknosi also. And the Drosha tells me that not only is Shalva Kesef in the opinion of an Eved Ivri, but Shalva Kesef in the purchase of the Eved Ivri. There you don't have the Svarshli Yitamim Ben Akum. So how could Taisa say, we can't learn that from Yoshev to elsewhere because Dinu Shinoka Lolishli Yitamim Ben Akum. The Pasuk is also going on the Kinyan. Very, very strong Kasha. So that, Mitzvah Shem, I want to talk about tomorrow. And then I want to go on to...
Is the Shia tomorrow?
That's the schedule.
It's normal, right?
And then I want to go on to the Ramban and the Ritva.